I'm doing a therapy session now. We're switching to therapy session. And I allow you to be my therapist.
Okay.
And I am the destroyed choreographer and the tormented teacher. So this repeating dream I have had for the last 20 years of teaching is it's manifest in many ways. Usually it's just you teach and then suddenly no one hears your voice and they start to do what they want to do and they're not listening at all, and then I get aggressive and start yelling at people. That doesn't help, so I start pulling people, throwing people down. I start violently trying to kill them, and I can't kill anybody. And I scream and ask why they're doing what they're doing, why they're not listening to me. So this is a beautiful recurring dream. I'd like to heal this moment now. So I think what I'll do is, I would like to lead an exercise. Now this exercise has a legacy and a history. I originally learned this exercise in 1996 from Lisa Schmidt, now known as Lonnie Nahela. She changed her name to Lonnie Nahela, ex-lover of Salit Savage, ex-Trisha Brown dancer, BMC queen, inarticulate freak of a woman. And she did it with the legs, which was the big toe was in parallel leading the leg, the second toe would bring the leg slightly turned out, the third toe in this open second, the fourth toe rolling around, and the fifth toe spiraling behind the body. Yes. Now, it's a way to align the legs from the kind of spiraling through and leaving the pelvis very open so that you don't walk your legs and the pelvis together. So the big toe in parallel, just very released leg, making a parallel, and the second toe slightly turned out but in your back space. You're still in your front space. The third toe in a very natural second, holding the diagonal sphere. The fourth toe rolling you into a collapsed body. And the fifth toe spiraling back in your fifth position, and you figure that out. So that was the leg exercise, and I was fascinated by it. And it goes into a larger row. Of course, row, here, into a really beautiful fifth position. Keep the wagon going. And do the other legs, so your balance and symmetry is very important. Big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Find your fifth position. Big toe, second toe, third toe. I've been doing this exercise forever, variations of it.
You're doing really well.
Thank you. It's a great way to find your legs because you want to let this be open instead of closing it. And you find the legs from almost the nervous system in the spiral effect. And you locate yourself in space. So, again, because I'm working on my trauma, and this is still a therapy session, I'm going to continue the exercise in the arms, which Lisa Schmidt, Lonnie Nahela, never taught me. And I just recently did it, and I thought, oh, this is what I'm going to teach the next 10 years with the fingers, because it's more accessible than the legs. I don't find this very accessible to people who've never danced before. I find it a little bit difficult to get them not to hurt themselves. So, but I have to work with the trauma. You're not supposed to do what I say. So I'm going to lead the class. I'm going to do my class, and you really should be help heal me. Move out of practicality and perfection and structure and
do something.
Being able to pay attention to everybody and not in an aggressive, like you want to kick me.
Will you try to do this at the end?
Probably. I've been working on it. I don't know if you're my therapist. You're my therapist. And I will keep giving the exercise, but to feel where your will is around your own experience, as you get information thrown at you, I'm trying to work at my third eye as leading me in this exercise.
Oh.
Instead of my perfect exercise, but I would really appreciate that you figure out how to stay in your own dance, in your own body, and do multiple things at times, multiple things at once, especially heal me. So, yeah, I guess if you want to be aggressive, I mean, that was wrong. I guess if you want to be, yeah, you'll probably get something from me, if that's what you're interested in. I probably will have to work with it. So, say no if it's too much. So, I'll take up too much more of your time. Oh yeah, but the story is from a dancer, a cheerleader to a dancer, to a Cunningham, mostly dancer, days to a company, performing, to deconstructionist, to kind technique, release technique, contact improvisation, got the best teachers in the world, Brighton Bush, had the Bush in me, all those nice New York teachers, Keith Hennessy, Sarah Schultenham, that's blah, 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 multidisciplinary kunst, art, stuff like that. And then here, and you guys, so that's the story of mine. So, we take the same exercise with the thumb. And the thumb being, again, the midline of the body, just like with the toe, to find its placement parallel in the spine, that the arm has a kind of aliveness that comes through the body. And the thumb is finding that. I would stay with only the right side for now. Do not work with your left side, only work with the right side. And what's more interesting is the relationship of your upper body and your lower body, relationship of your spine and the floor, and that nothing is about staticness and position in space. That it has a kind of sense of still the nerves, the structure of your arm is helping you find your alignment. The rest of your body. Work around that. So any tightness, any sickness, walking, where you feel, how you bring your arm to space, the most simple thing, has a continuation of all the other complexities of your organizing. Symmetry and asymmetry. Stay only with the right arm. And the location of your arm in relationship to the floor and your center. So none of us move separately, being in space, unless we're flying with our third eye. So we're in a cloud, unless we're out of our body. So I guess I'm supposed to be out of my body. I am out of my body, I'm above my body, my arm is in my shoulder girdle with my scapula hanging down through my sits bones. Touching the floor. There's a lot of space between my ear and my scapula, and the ribs are cycling down. And my right arm now has a lot more weight. The right side is spinning, falling through the ground, and my mouth has gotten larger and swallowing the wet water and stuff. The second finger is calling me. The second finger is in the back space of me. Much more complicated. I'm still with you. I'm back in my body. I feel blocked. The arm has to slightly rotate. It's kind of holding the floor. Finds the back of me. But I can, no one's looking at each other. No one's looking at each other. We don't see each other. Everyone's homogeneously sharing the space. No one's getting in each other's space. No one's even looking at me. No one's even trying to heal me. You guys are just following my instructions like little robots. Fucking amazing.
Are you making it up now?
No, I'm still doing the class. I haven't been making anything.
I'm not thinking about the fingers.
Oh, are you making it up now? No, I've done it now 5 times. Once in the choreographer said he was making this conversational piece, we should use a score. And the dancer I was working with didn't like the score. I thought, wow, this gives us a great movement base. We can move around, but we both kind of know what this means. It's a little language thing, right? We both understand this means front, and this means back, that we're already in a dialogue. Oh! Right? So that was part of it. He didn't like it, so I said, okay, let's just do it as a warm-up, goddamn. Let's just do it as a technique.
Well, the German dance.
Yes. Second finger to the back. If you haven't found it, you better find it. How do you keep the shoulder open? Not lock. Trapezoidal. Yeah. Opening. Oh.
That's the mic.
Right to the third finger. Speed Scott, let's just go fast forward. I'm getting bored.
Whoa.
I feel bored with the exercise already because I've done it several times. I feel your boredom. I want to feel your boredom and your disappointment in this exercise. And so I'm going to create it myself. Pouring the third finger out to the side. Like my side, my horizon, my outside. My wide heart spreading through my palm. Middle finger, second finger, middle finger. Fuck you, finger. Fuck you, guys. Front, back, side. Front, back, side. Front, back, and side. You know where it is. Fantastic. Front, back, and side. And bring the fourth finger, moving forward, rolling in. The fourth finger embracing us, rolling in. Rolling the fourth finger around and in. You feel the collapse of your sternum, don't you? Don't you feel it?
Yes.
Oh, I hate this roll that I'm in already. I feel winded already. Teaching you. I'm teaching you to feel collapse in the center. I'm teaching you to feel what I feel, and you don't feel it, you feel something else. I'm teaching you something that's fucking so important. I feel something, you should feel something. I think it's artistic. I think we can make a beautiful choreographic project like this. Beautiful use of space. Gorgeous use of shape. I feel expression, I feel character. I'm still using my right arm, you motherfuckers using your left arm. I know
yes.
it. Great. And I would just
try to stop
leg.
Me.
What?
Try to stop me.
I can't, that's not healing my wound. You're trying to stop me stopping you. Anyway, the pinky finger is going to roll down, find my spiral diva. So this is a lord character, and the pinky finger is going to really bring us into the upper spiral to the sky. My lord, if you don't know anything about...
Sky who is she? Rhymes with eye.
Sky eyes.
Sky eye.
The eyes do go up, they follow the sense of spiraling through the sky with your eyes. The star reaches you, the stars are going through. So I think it would be good for me now, so I can heal my third eye. You have the positions, front, back, side, fourth finger, spiraling fifth finger away from you. You have it on the right arm. I would like you to work on the left arm. I would like to work with your identity as teacher, performer, whore, politician, against the